Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Couple guests today on this Thursday edition. Don Thomas will join us bottom of this hour. He'll talk Michigan, of course. Big Ten football begins actually. Now, think about these words. Big Ten football starts tomorrow night. That's the Illinois-Wisconsin game, but a full slate on Saturday. Don Thomas with us, bottom of the hour, talk Michigan. Now. I tried Dave Biddle from Bucknuts, the site, very popular site, and he said, Bill, I can't do it Thursday, maybe Friday. Got a note from him late last night, he can't do it. So we're not going to be able to have Dave Biddle on this week. He's been with us, as you know, you've heard him here many, many times. And warned him this week, but he is swamped and won't be able to get him on the show. But we'll get him later. We'll get him next week or sometime. Dave Biddle, a no-go for the show this week. Top of hour number two, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. And, of course, his infinite football wisdom will be with us in his typical slot, top of hour number two. So that is the layout today on the Thursday edition. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill Is King. And if you do want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Various ways you can get in on the show. Let's take a call. Let's just right out of the chute take a phone call, and this would be somebody you all know. Hello, Black. Hello, Black.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, sir. What's up?
Listen, man, y'all know me. Y'all think y'all know me, but y'all may have forgotten who and what it is that I do, man. And you know what happened, man, with the delay of the season, man? You all were dealing with my representative, man. But let me go ahead and introduce you to reintroduce myself, man. I'm all gas, no brakes. I'm with all of the smoke. So a couple of weeks ago, I've been cuffing this. Dan called in talking about he went to some little stupid beach down there in Florida, and he said that he got to see, well, we both support Trump, but he was talking about the rebel flag. Hey, man, if you're in your rebel flag, sir. But anyway, he was talking about how we like to go ahead and attribute the Big Ten as being the biggest conference, the best conference. We ain't never said that. That we don't even move like that. We don't care about y'all. And let me just tell you something. The thing I like about this, the way this season is set up, man, is that, like, yo, we get to deal with our – we get to get – I'm with discipline and – discipline, like, because, like, who am I? I'm your daddy. You see what I'm saying? We own y'all. And if you really go look at what happened last year, we dog-walked all y'all. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to do it again. You see what I'm saying? Let's go – let's review. Let's review. We beat each one of y'all by double digits. Double digits. You ain't never seen nobody run through it like that, and we're going to do it again. And you know what I'm waiting for, Bill? Look, I'm going to look past Nebraska because you know what? Nebraska, you're irrelevant. Hey, Bob, you my homeboy, dude, but I'm coming after your people. I'm coming after your people, dude, and we're going to deal with them very harshly. And I wish y'all could have had 110,000 of y'all people waving your pom-poms and stuff, but we're going to have to give it to you the way we get you, dude. You feel me? So next week, right now, I'm looking forward. I'm looking ahead to Penn State. You see what I'm saying? But look, man, I'm just happy because guess what, Bill? Y'all been sitting up here laughing at me. You was happy. You was real, real happy, dude, because you hate Ohio State. You see what I'm saying? You love my misery. But look, dude, hey, man, God, the thing about it is God love Ohio State, man. You see what I'm saying? And he would not let me suffer like that, man, after all I've been through in this life, man. So, look, man, I'm just happy, and I'm happy to do what look, they say when he returns, he is not coming to talk. He's coming to bring justice and judgment. You see what I'm saying? And that is what you all are about to get starting Saturday. Fire and brimstone, dude. And so, hey, man, I'm just real elated, man. This is, look, y'all didn't need Biddle today. My people needed to hear my voice. See, I'm what they look to. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just looking forward to, look, dude, we going to run through these boys, man. Ohio State, look, man, y'all needed to hear my voice, man. I'm here for y'all, man. You see what I'm saying? And I'm giving y'all marching orders. All gas, no brakes, man. Master gas on them, dude. And we want all the smoke from all of y'all, man. But look, I just can't wait, man. I'm happy, man. I'm getting what I want, man. But anyway, be good, dude. Peace.
See you, Black. All gas, no brakes. That's pretty much what you just got right there. So the hell with Biddle. Why was I even wasting my time trying to get Dave Biddle on the show when I've got Black? That's a good point. I like Dave Biddle. No, he does a good job, but is he Black level? No. No. And again, this is radio. We don't have to honor the next Saturday or the Saturday that's right in front of us. We can look ahead all we want. Yeah, I mean, who says you have to totally pay attention to this Saturday? Why can't you look ahead to Penn State, Ohio State, which is the following Saturday? Ohio State gets Nebraska. That's an early game. That's an 11 Central Time game Saturday. And Nebraska today. This is year three under Frosty. A lot of expectations. None of them have been met yet. Again, I thought that was a good hire. I'm not reversing course on what I was saying originally. They had their guy who had done a very good job as an assistant at Oregon. And then as the head coach at UCF. And everybody remembers Scott Frost. He was a big-time college quarterback at Nebraska. Worked his way up through the system as a coach. It was his turn. There was no other choice for Nebraska. They had to go get him. They got him. Paid him a lot of money. Paying him a lot of money. But to date, it hasn't changed anything. They still look like a team that plays no defense, which is not Nebraska's historic culture. It's been that way for quite a while. Recently, I should say, meaning they don't play much defense. And the offense is not about physicality. It's about spreading them out and chucking and ducking. That's not Nebraska's culture, but that's what Frosty's doing. We'll see if he can flip this thing. I'm starting to have my doubts, frankly. I'm just saying. Top Water Assassin on Twitter this morning. Clemson, Bill, the one word that stops Black in his tracks. And then a smiley face emoji. Jeff from Chicago, Bill. Don't you know that if you are a fan, you need to take these things 1 week at a time just because? Well, yeah, but you know what? Fans don't cause locker room material, right? Like, if a coach knows that a team's overlooking their team. You can use that in the locker room. You can use that when speaking to your team. But you can't to your team say, hey, talk shows and fans don't even think we can win. Well, I guess you could. I don't know if that would be very persuasive to the team. Hey, I was listening to a talk show, and they're overlooking Nebraska. They're already looking at Penn State. Could you use – you know what? I could probably convince a team of that. I guess you could. But, again, I don't have a rule about that. Looking ahead is A-OK on this show. A case of the look-aheads is fine on this show. I don't worry about that. I was looking ahead. You know how I'll look at a Saturday out, you know, a week in advance? We do that all the time here. But I understand, Jeff. I mean, the general rule is pay attention to your next team. Don't worry about what's down the road, because if you don't take care of this, what's the point? Yeah, I think we'll ignore this Saturday. Probably lose, but concentrate on the next Saturday, which will allow us to win. I've probably never heard anybody say that. Josh, checking in this morning, PJ Fleck says TTUN has a good quarterback. Is he serious or just being nice? Oh, Fleck's just playing the game. Now, he may be a good quarterback. We haven't seen him yet. Don Thomas to talk about it at the bottom of the hour. Josh, I was going to send you – yesterday got away from me. I'm going to text Josh today. I got a package from Josh yesterday. It was in the afternoon. And he said, I'm going to send you some Buckeye stuff. I got a long-sleeve Buckeye shirt, which is very nice. I love the long sleeves. And then a thick hoodie, which is incredibly nice. And then some other things in there. I mean, he had like little – it was almost like Christmas from Josh. He also had like little trinkets and stuff in there. It's not even Christmas yet. And Josh was sending me gifts. No, Josh, I got it. I got it. Couldn't have been a nicer gesture by you. And I will wear them proudly. Now, it's still – I pulled it out of the wrapper, but it's still – I still haven't – they're still all folded up. The merchandise, it's Buckeye stuff, is so nice that I'm afraid to unfold it. Yeah, it's just sitting there perfectly folded. I know once I unfold it, it'll never be the same. It'll still be nice, but it won't be folded as nicely as it is right now. So I'm trying to keep it nice and prim and proper. Kevin checking in this morning. down in Dublin, Georgia, says, ask Black if free tattoos are part of Ohio State's recruiting offers like Pryor's. Speaking of all that, I'll get to an email. I don't know what time this morning. Got an email yesterday from a young man who lives in North Carolina on Lake Norman. Very nice area. And he's a Appalachian State grad, but he's a big Buckeye fan. Yeah, lives in North Carolina, and sent me a really cool email. I was reading it late afternoon yesterday, and again, kind of ironic there, right? No, not the free throw shooting guy, the ice cream shooting guy. No. This was a legit email, a good email. Anyways, Don Thomas at the bottom of the hour. We'll take the break right here. Just getting started on the Thursday edition, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Latest accident. It's going to be in the 7600 block of Highway 70 out on the west side of town. It appeared to be a non-injury accident. Juarez Drive there, OHB, that's in Hermitage. That's a two-car accident. They dispatched the fire department to an earlier wreck there in the 700 block of Bell Road. Hopefully that's over to the side by now. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, check it out. Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey, Bill King here to talk about the Omni Nashville Hotel like you've heard me do so many times. Bar line specifically here. New summer hours, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Delicious food and drink. Bourbon barbecue chicken wings. Also the Bear Bones Burger and everything else you're going to love on that menu. Remember, the Omni is also the location of Commitments Year Number 3, which is December 16th. Bar lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
I'm going to read this real quick, and then we'll get to call or two. Don Thomas, bottom of the hour. Here's the email from Alex over in the Charlotte area, Charlotte, North Carolina. Bill, huge fan of the show. To introduce myself, my name is Alex. He gives a last name. I'll leave that off. Says, I'm a Buckeye fan born and raised, but grew up just north of Charlotte. I'm a recent college graduate, but I've been a loyal listener to the show since I was in middle school. In my roughly 15-year college football fandom, I've yet to find a show as engaging and fun as yours. I graduated from App State in the spring of 19 and have been working a corporate job at Lowe's Home Improvement for the past year. I enjoy the work I do at Lowe's, and I've been extremely fortunate for the opportunities I've had there. However, my true passion in life involves around sports. College football and NASCAR, to be more specific. Typically, everything I do outside of my work life involves one of those two sports in some way. I have extensively studied the history of both and have the knowledge and extreme interest in those sports that many my age do not possess. To be honest, I'm already set in my career path in business, but my wife is always urging me to take a chance and follow my passion. I guess my question is this: how realistic is it to enter into the sports media area and be able to cover something like college football or NASCAR, despite having zero experience in media? Working on a talk radio show for college football such as yourself is a dream job for me. Fortunately, I know Charlotte is a great city for that profession. Please let me know if you have any thoughts, advice, or additional contacts you recommend reaching out to. Keep up the great work on the show. Thanks and go Bucks, signed Alex. So, no, I responded to it. Yeah, nice kid. Told him we need to find him, since he's in Charlotte, need to find him somebody at ESPN that can get him an internship. Yeah, that's what we need to do. And, I mean, we know some folks over there. I don't know a lot of people over there, but we know some. So I'm going to reach out in Charlotte. And he's already, sounds like he's already set in his other job, so he can dabble in some other things. Yeah, but nice email. I appreciate those. I love those kind of emails. Love hearing from you. So, Alex, cheers to you, sir. And we'll see what we can find out for you. Jim, I believe, is next up on the phones. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Bill. Tell Black, keep an eye on Tyler Friday. He's an Ohio State defensive lineman. Bosco kid. Great kid.
So, Don Bosco there in Jersey, kid. Absolutely. Yes.
Hey, Bill, what would you say the kind of kid that Dr. Tom got at Nebraska back then would be almost like a junior college kid? He recruited a lot of really good talent that really weren't the smartest people you'll find walking around. But I think when they joined the Big Ten, I think their academic standards went up, and they're not getting the kind of athlete that they might have gotten that maybe wasn't, you know, a smart kid but was a great athlete. What would you say to that?
They aren't getting the tough guy. It's more line of the tough guy. The culture of Nebraska, when Nebraska is right, they line up, get their hand in the dirt, and they out-tough guy you. Now, again, they have athletes and all that as well back in those days, between Bob Devaney and then Tom Osborne and winning three natties in his last 4 years. So you have to have the athletes, but it's based on a very tough culture, and they've lost that. They lost it 20 years ago, or maybe slightly less than 20, but they got away from it, they lost it, and now you can't re-inject it. They haven't been able to do it. Matter of fact, almost every hire that they've made hasn't even tried to do it. It's really sad to watch.
Frank Solich might have been a competitive Big Ten coach, but
he was the guy. I interviewed him. I was out there at the Fiesta Bowl with him when he first took over. And Frank Solich had the culture properly set. Yes, he did. He was the one who took over right after Dr. Tom, longtime assistant there, and he had the gall to only win like his last year 9 or 10 games, and they fired him. One of the worst decisions in college football history.
But, Bill, Nebraska always got their kids from Florida, California, New Jersey. The state of Nebraska itself probably doesn't generate that many really good Division I players. What would you say, maybe 4 or 5 a year?
Well, maybe, but they had a huge walk-on program then. And the Nebraska kids, the Midwest-type kid, that's where you got your tough grit. That's where the culture was woven. And not that they don't recruit those same areas, they do, meaning the Midwest kid, the Nebraska kid, but it's not the same anymore. It just isn't, and they don't teach it anymore. They teach the fluffy chuck and duck, and they give up a million points on defense. And again, it's no school in America has lost their football culture, meaning the blueprint, than Nebraska. And they look like they are showing no interest to find it.
Hey, Bill, I sent you a link yesterday for that ESPN 150 college football. I thought of you the whole time watching it. You will absolutely love it. You have to watch it.
Now, what is it? What is that again?
It's ESPN did the history of college football, and it is so good because they have like three different segments, or three different shows. But one was on recruiting, and it goes back into recruiting with Army and Navy, where they kind of were getting athletes that they could give a little money to, and then, you know, how Notre Dame evolved. And then it goes into how the historically black colleges of the 60s, if you were an African-American athlete, you were going to play at one of those schools, and how great the talent was. And then Michigan State started to recruit the black athlete out of the South, and it changed everything, where, you know, the Southern schools finally said, you know what, we need African-American players at Alabama and Georgia Tech. It was really good.
Yeah, I will take a look at that. I don't know when I'll have time, but, yeah, I'd love to see that.
You would really like it, Bill.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm hoping Rutgers wins a couple of games, and I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Jim, stay in touch, good friend. Appreciate it very much. Don Thomas comes on because the Big Ten is beginning. And he will talk a little Michigan. We'll talk Big Ten with him too, but Michigan. Dave Biddle, I tried to get him this week. He couldn't. He just too swamped. But Don Thomas with us. That will absolutely be awesome. Right after the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Police are active out here right now, working a couple of accidents and a non-injury crash there in the 7600 block of Highway 70 out on the west side in Madison. The fire department's on their way to a crash at OHB and Gibson Drive. The intersection is blocked. Traffic's on the increase, also coming down through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets right now. Check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you struggling to feed your family? If your family gets free or reduced price school meals, you may qualify to receive money for groceries through the PEBT program. Visit TennesseeMeals.com or call 866-311-4287. The deadline is soon. That's TennesseeMeals.com, 866-311-4287. Brought to you by this station, the Tennessee Justice Center, and the Tennessee Department of Human Services.
Body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Don Thomas with us, and you've heard him on the show before. He was with us at Commitmas also, and we'll talk some Michigan with him. Hey, Don, good to have you here again, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. It's nice and early over here, but I'm excited because we are 2 days away from the start of Big Ten, specifically Michigan football.
Tell everybody about Pahokee, Florida's Joe Milton, the projected next quarterback from Michigan.
Pahokee, they call it a Muck City. That's where they grow
up. That's right.
Chasing those rabbits in the sugarcane field down there. So he's born and bred, got a wonderful mother, Deshae, one of five children. And he is someone he's raised from a wonderful family. He's really developed. He's really taken hold of the coaching that he's gotten since he arrived 2 years ago. He's ready. He's hungry. He's ready. He really soaked everything he could from Shea Patterson the last couple of years. Learning from an experienced veteran like that. And I think he's going to show the world just the natural, raw, God-given talent that he has, and I think it's going to start on Saturday.
Describe, and I know he hadn't played meaningful reps yet in a game, but describe his skill set.
His skill set is, I hate comparing him to an existing player because it puts so much pressure on him, but he's 6'5", about 240 pounds. He's got as strong of an arm as it is out there. A guy can probably throw the ball the length of the football field. And to one thing, it's really, really almost impossible to underthrow someone. But also he has the ability to be a power runner as well to get those short yardage gains because he's big and he's going to fall forward. So a comparison from a skill set standpoint and from a tool standpoint, the most direct one is Cam Newton. I'm not saying he's going to be Cam Newton because that's an unbelievably tough act to follow, but he's someone with a very similar tool set to him. And so it's going to be really great to see how he's going to adjust to this Josh Gattis spread offense that's very, tempo-based. And it's going to be really, really fun to see.
We've talked about it many times on the show before. When's the last time Michigan, and I'm saying Chad Henne, but had a trustable game in and game out, you didn't have to worry about the quarterback?
Well, the last time, I may sound like a homer, but Shea Patterson from 2018. Shea, of course, everyone looks at last year. One thing people don't realize about Shea last year is he had a torn oblique at the first play of the season. He played half the season hurt, so with a new offense. So things weren't as smooth for him. But the year before, he was very efficient and really led Michigan to a 10-1 record, of course, before that Ohio State game. So that's the last time that we had that particular guy. But Shea's the past and Joe is the future, the present and the future. So I think Joe is someone. He's commanded the respect of the team. He beat out Dylan McCaffrey. He's someone the team believes in and is rallying behind because they've seen in practice the last 2-3 years what he can do, and they're really excited to kind of let the whole world see what they've been witnessing for themselves.
You're from Michigan, but you live in Georgia. So just bear with me. Yesterday on the show, I was talking about my excitement because the Big Ten gets started Friday night and then a full schedule on Saturday, and I'm just glad they're playing now, and then Pac-12 will come a week later. Somebody tweeted me and said, Bill, if you checked Minneapolis, the weather Saturday night, and being from the South, and you're around it now all these years, we don't understand that, okay? We don't understand snow and ice at games and everything. So I looked it up. And the high, and this was yesterday, it might have moved a little bit. The high Saturday is 32 in Minneapolis. The low was somewhere in the 20s, and there's a 60% chance of precip. Is that even by Big Ten standards, you being from there and being a Michigan guy, is that odd just because that's the first game or not?
It's a little different because it is the first game and it is pushed back, but this weather is nothing new to us. You know, this is football weather.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's being sold as. And Minneapolis doesn't have much of a – even though Minneapolis is more north than Ann Arbor, it doesn't have much of a difference from a standpoint of climate. These kids are used to it. Joe, even though Joe is from Pahokee, Florida, Joe's been up here for 2 years, and Joe has experienced a couple of Michigan winters. So this is not going to faze them. It's not going to faze the team. So anyone that kind of suggests that it's going to, you know, kind of be shell shocking to either team, they're sadly mistaken. It's different for the people down south because I'm used to this weather now. But from the standpoint of Michigan people and Michigan weather and the folks from Minnesota, this won't be anything. Once you get started, once you get running, once you get a couple hits in, it's nothing. You're not even thinking about the weather.
You living down here for a while now, when you go back, are there times where you go, dang, that's cold?
Yes, this past winter. I went back a couple of times during the winter this year and before COVID hit. And, yes, I feel it. But at the same time, once you're there for a couple of days, you're like, yeah, this is what I grew up with. So it is what it is.
What's the strength of this Michigan team?
Strength. Okay. The strength of this team is you have two. I believe the run defense is one. And I think the run offense is another. The running back room is very, very strong. You've got Chris Evans, who's going to be a fifth-year senior returning. He's a guy that's fit for this particular spread offense. He's the guy out of the backfield. Zach Charbonnet, a highly recruited guy who really carried a lot of the weight last year when he wasn't as healthy. He's healthy now. Hassan Haskins came on late. They kind of became a really kind of power 1-2 punch. And also a name to look out for is Blake Corum. He's a speedy little back out of Maryland who's going to get some touches this year. So those are the two strengths. Even though Michigan has four new starters on their offensive line, that's going to be something that they're going to lean on heavily because Joe's going to have situations in which he's in third and short situations, so he's able to manage and really build some confidence. So if the running game is on the way that it needs to be on, Michigan's offense is going to take off very well, but it's going to come down to how fast this young, inexperienced offensive line is going to gel.
Is there a Big Ten game coming up this week one for the Big Ten outside of the one we're talking about that you're circling? Better watch out for this one.
Penn State, Indiana. Penn State traveling to Indiana. And Indiana under Tom Allen, even before that, under Kevin Wilson, has been very close. They've been narrowly close to upsetting Michigan a few times and kind of making it a little too close for comfort. That's one. And also, there are not going to be any fans outside of friends and family at these games. And they're going to Bloomington to play. And Penn State lost Journey Brown. I think that's going to be a game where you should circle it heavily, where Penn State could be on upset alert this weekend because I just really believe that that Indiana is due to get one of those signature wins. And who knows? As crazy as things have been so far this year, it could come this weekend.
Game ones, and particularly a game one that's starting in later October. I know you guys have had a chance to watch all these other games, the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, etc. Game ones sometimes don't predict the future. Sometimes you're rusty. It's been a while. For these teams, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, a lot of practice and no games. How rusty do you think these teams will be?
I think there's going to be some rust, but I don't believe it's going to be just a big Chinese fire drill type rusty either, because they've been, the thing about it is they haven't been sitting around twiddling their fingers and playing Call of Duty this whole time. They've been practicing. So I really believe that I think it's going to be less sloppier than the other teams because they've had an extra month to practice and prepare. I think there could be some jitters, but I think it'll be just slightly more smoother football because they've had more practice time than those other teams. So, honestly, for the Big Ten, the pushback season could be a blessing in disguise because I think they're going to be a little bit more sharper than the other teams were because they just kind of jumped right into it. So,
Don Thomas with us talking Michigan and the Big Ten. We saw teams like Navy early on not being in tackling shape. And they admitted, we haven't done much of it. And it took about, halfway into the Tulane game, the second game, for that to kick in for them. You think Big Ten teams took notice? There are Big Ten teams, and it's hard to speak for every team, I understand, Don. But do you think that they are being physical enough in practice to not be sloppy in the tackling department?
I'm sure they've had some full contact practices. I can't really speculate, but there are different ways in which you can really work on form. You've got tackling dummies. You've got different things where you can work on form and you can work on full speed up to the point of contact. So, I think it's going to have to be an acquired taste. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the Big Ten schools have those same issues. But the number one thing will be form and basically hustling and running full speed to the point of contact. Because the point of contact is natural instinct. It's just that's the one thing. But I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little bit of tackling struggle to start the season. It just all depends on how much emphasis has been put on it. That's all.
Leave me with this. The vaunted, and we follow them all in recruiting, the receiving core at Michigan. Those names like Tariq Black and Nico Collins, so much expected of them, and maybe too much. Maybe we overreacted there, but they're gone now. What's that situation look like?
Nico Collins and Tariq Black and Donovan Peoples-Jones, can't forget him, were three highly touted receivers, but also there were three receivers that were recruited to play under a pro offense. You know, last year with hiring Josh Gattis, Michigan went full on sprint, which is long term maybe the best situation for them. The guys they have now, even though they're young, they're built for that offense. And I think the first guy you talk about it is Giles Jackson. Giles Jackson is from Northern California, and last year as a 17-year-old, you know, a very young freshman, he had a receiving touchdown, a rushing touchdown against Ohio State, no less, and a return touchdown. So he's someone that's going to be heavily counted on in this offense. I believe you have a young guy like Cornelius Johnson. He's out of New England. He's 6'3", big target. He had a touchdown catch last year as well in limited action. But I think the guy that they're going to really lean on, like, to really get those third down to move the chains is Ronnie Bell. He's a converted basketball player out of Kansas City. And he was talking to Shea a couple of weeks ago, Shea Patterson. He said Ronnie's football IQ was off the charts. And he always kind of knows exactly where to be. And so he was a big reason why he was a guy that Shea depended on last year to move the chains. So I think those guys, and you've got a young, I think you have A.J. Henning, a really highly touted kid out of Chicago. And then I think one guy to look out for out of Honolulu, Hawaii, is Roman Wilson. He is a guy that has 4.3 burner speed. And I think he's a kid that's going to come on sooner than later. So you've got the young, you've got young speed. It's just going to depend on when. It's just going to really just depend on how it's utilized and when it's needed. But I'm not really worried about the receiving core. And then you got Nick Eubanks, the tight end. So yeah, it's going to be really good. So the receiving core, I believe.
Don, always a pleasure to have you here, sir. Appreciate the time, man.
Oh, thank you, Bill, and go Blue. Everybody enjoy the college football weekend. I can't wait. This is going to be a great time. I finally get my football back. So y'all take care of yourselves and go Blue.
There you go. Don Thomas with us. Outstanding. Yeah, good to have him here. Top of the hour, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, and we'll stay in it, man. We don't get out of the college football mode. No. We stay in it. And then when you think we've done enough, we stay in it more. There's never enough. The supply is limitless when it comes to college football. And that's why we love it. All right. We'll get one more break. Hour number one. Landry at the top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Traffic's been in pretty good shape for the most part, especially on the major interstate routes. Now, we've seen a couple of wrecks, OHB and Gibson Drive, that's up in Madison. Also, a crash out on the west side being cleared right now. 7600 block of Highway 70. It's picked up quite a bit coming through West Nashville, on especially 40 eastbound up through Kingston Springs. Hey, celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, visit Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Thursday Night Football kicks off week 7 of the NFL season. The Philadelphia Eagles are a 4.5-point home favorite against the New York Giants. Eagles are 5-14 to the number in their last 19 at home. The total, 45. The Tennessee Titans now the favorite over the Pittsburgh Steelers at Nissan Stadium Sunday. Yesterday, the Steelers were as high as a 2-point favorite at some books. The number has gone now in the direction of the Titans. Tennessee laying a point with a total of 50.5. Pittsburgh's Mike Tomlin, 10-2 against the spread as an underdog since 2018. Falcons, a 2.5-point favorite at home with a line. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Bi-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. For this morning, sunny with a high of 84, mostly clear tonight, low 63. Friday, a chance of showers, high 81. Chance of showers tomorrow night, low 57. Saturday, cloudy, high 70. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If
it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
You know, the debate is here tonight. Yeah, Belmont. Right by Vanderbilt, Belmont College. I don't know what my point is. I'm just saying it's here tonight. Couple of notes here. Doug DiBiase up in Connecticut. Bill, Ohio Bobcat fans can't thank Nebraska enough for losing its mind and letting go of Frank Solich. Ohio U was nothing prior to Solich, and now they're a very solid MAC team making a bowl game every year. Major moves over in West Bygod, Virginia. Bill, speaking of Nebraska, will the dust-up at Iowa bring a few more of those Midwest tough guys Frosty's way? Well, you got to recruit them, and Iowa's had, under Kirk Ferentz, who I like, Kirk, but under him, you've had controversies. Every couple of years, there's always a dust-up there, and it doesn't seem to knock them off their course. You know, whether it's a big controversy about the off-season workout program, I shouldn't say off-season. See, there's another word. That word's banned on the show. It's the non-playing portion of the season. There is no off-season. So, again, another violation. But it doesn't seem to affect Iowa. They have their ups and downs, but so I don't know if that would be a direct influence there. Speaking of Hawkeyes, Hawkeye Jason points out, happy birthday to Aliquippa Bob. Aliquippa Bob, I know Bob, he turned 27 today. Aliquippa Bob. I don't do a lot of the birthday stuff because if we did that on the show, we would have that going on every day. Every day we would have a birthday mentioned. But since Hawkeye Jason brought it up, think about the audience. If we did that, we would, every segment we could be honoring somebody's birthday. But we made an exception there for Aliquippa Bob. Josh up in London. Bill, there is no strength on this Michigan team. Suck is not a strength, Bill. So, hey, we suck. We're strong at suck. But you can't count that, he says. Okay. 614 Rob. Sorry, Bill. I'm not buying the Michigan hype. It's an annual thing. The second coming of Cam Newton can throw it 100 yards. If Milton's so great, Bill, why has he been on the bench for 2 years? Michigan, Bill, always wins the offseason. Larry, who is a Michigan fan, lives over in North Carolina. Great segment this morning, Bill, talking about the maize and blue. Glad we are back in full immersion of college football. Hashtag go blue. Kevin Hagan, who will be with us tomorrow, talking Alabama. Great to have Donovan Thomas back on the show. He was excellent. I'm not even going to fight it. He was excellent. I agree with you. My Twitter, is your Twitter acting up this morning, or is it just me? Is it just me? Maybe it's just me. It's not acting up bad. It's just every time I click, it acts funny. Who is next on the calls here? Crazy Charlie said we've got about a minute and a half. Armageddon, welcome in, sir.
Happy Thursday, Bill.
Happy Thursday to you, whatever that means, Armageddon. Happy Thursday.
Thanks for squeezing me in here.
Yes, sir.
I'm interested in – I got my eye on a big ball game in the SEC this weekend. And that's a little get-together between the Lane train and the Gus bus.
That one is scary from a Gus bus perspective because, as we talked about, on Wednesday. The Auburn ecosystem looks shaky. It just does. It looks like there's doubt in the air. There's people questioning things. I don't think it's a very healthy situation right now. Now, maybe Saturday mends that. But if I'm an Auburn fan, I'm worried right now. I'm worried about everything. I'm worried about the next game, and I'm worried about the games after that because the team does not look real responsive right now.
I'm just curious to see. You know, Ole Miss is putting up points, Bill. You know, they're running up and down the field for four quarters. I'm really curious to see, you know, if the Gus Bus's defense can slow down Baby Kiff a little bit.
Yeah. Now, the defense is my boy Kevin Steele, and they've got some personnel issues, too. They lost in a phenomenal group on the defensive line to begin with, which is good. You can't replace that kind of player each year. But again, there's the music. I'm looking forward to that game too. There's a long list of games this weekend, but yeah, but more from an Auburn point of view, because I just think I just don't think the atmosphere is real healthy there right now. We'll ask Chris about that. Landry football coming up. The brilliant football mind of Chris Landry.